So the Korean stock market is absolutely cratering right now. The so-called KOSPI index, that's spelled KOSPI, it's kind of like the Dow in the US. That index is just collapsing, and it's because the index is over 50% made up of just two companies. And those companies are Samsung and SK Hynix. And of course, both of those companies are involved in the manufacture of high bandwidth memory, or HBM, which is used in the data centers, is used by the AI companies. There's been insane demand for that kind of memory for the last few years. And that's why stock prices of SK Hynix and Samsung, and also in the US, Micron, and well, SanDisk in the US also, those stock prices have skyrocketed. Some of them are up over 400% in the last 12 months. I mean, it's really, talk about a bubble, right? It's crazy. And the reason the crash is happening right now is because, well, exactly what I mean, I talked about this, you heard this, I told you this was coming, that China has figured out how to make its own UV lithography equipment, and it doesn't have to rely on the world monopoly company ASML out of Europe. Instead, China figured this out on its own, and it has a domestic company that's now churning out machines that do what's called DUV or deep UV lithography. That's not yet at the level of what's called extreme UV lithography, which results in smaller nanometer scale transistors on the silicon, but they're going to get there. On top of that, China has another company, and I keep forgetting the exact name, but I think the symbol is CXMT, that makes memory. And those memory modules are already in retail, and that company is scaling up massively. So when you combine the UV lithography capability of China, which, you know, the West tried to block China from accessing that, put sanctions and tariffs and blockades of technology, everything. You combine that with the high bandwidth memory manufacturing out of China. All of a sudden, the West's stronghold on these sectors of semiconductors, that stronghold collapses. And that's why these stock prices are collapsing. And of course, in Korea, this whole thing was magnified by the culture of Korea. And I want to be kind here because I admire Korean people, very bright, very innovative, creative, etc. Some of the best filmmakers in the world, too, and great engineers. But there's something about the Korean culture that lends itself to bubbles and sort of a cult-like following. There's a lot of, let's say, conformity in Korean culture. This is also observed in most Asian cultures. It's true in Japan. It's true in much of China, for example. The positive side of that is that these countries are very orderly. They don't break down into total chaos like we might experience in the US. But the downside is there's a bit of a herd mentality when it comes to stock markets. So they love to all jump in, and all the common people will throw all their money into this, and they'll mortgage their homes or apartments. They will buy on leverage. And in many cases, they have no idea what they're doing. But I mean, this is universal. This is true in America. This is true in Europe. Most retail investors really have no business investing in the stock market because they don't know how it works. They don't understand the risk. And many of them were just buying on leverage, and they thought they were making all this money over the last couple of years. It was like free money. Oh my God, the market is a magic money machine. And that's the way a lot of people looked at it. So they kept piling in. And of course, the boom leads to a bust. And the bust is now devastating. It's wiping out Korean investors in particular. And the question is, will this spread, or how much will this spread to the United States? It is spreading already. I already mentioned SanDisk. Micron's getting hammered. Nvidia's getting hammered. Other semiconductor industry companies will also get hammered. Is this the beginning of the big crash? I don't know. Probably not. Maybe this is just a short-term correction. But it's a severe correction. And this is one of the reasons why, as I've said here, I do not invest in the stock market because it's all a rigged scam. and the participants are not rational. And you're betting against the house because much of it's just rigged. I don't play around in the stock market for the same reason I don't go to Vegas and play the slots, or the same reason I don't buy lottery tickets, because it's irrational to bet against the house. You will lose. It's just, right? So what's the winning strategy in the long run? Gold and silver, clearly, or other hard assets like land, etc. Even though gold and silver, of course, have their own volatility, even they're going up and down and up and down, and right now they're down. But in the long run, as long as currency continues to be printed, metals are going to continue to hold real-world value. And that's why they make sense to me. Anyway, back to the semiconductors. Here's the question. Will this spread to the AI giants? What about, I mean, not all of them have gone public yet. I don't think OpenAI has gone public yet. But there's Google. You know, there's companies like Anthropic that are out there. You've got Microsoft, you've got even Apple, etc. Will this impact them? And I say yes, it will impact them because the market is so overvalued across the board that corrections have to take place in all these areas in order to return to rationality, you know, rational PE ratios, etc. So, yeah, I think a lot of tech companies are going to take a hit. Eventually, AI companies will take a hit. And my big hope is that this AI investment bubble will finally pop and the whole thing will crater, not because I want to see investors hurt, but rather because I understand the damage to society that's caused by misallocation of capital. There's a lot of money flowing into these projects that would be better used somewhere else, actually. And also, on a personal note, I have a personal reason for this, which is that this bubble has made the AI hardware that I need unaffordable. You know, memory prices have gone up 400% in the last couple of years. GPU prices have doubled or more. Even, gosh, just desktop servers have gone up. Everything's gone up. And for an AI developer like myself, who, you know, my projects are published for the benefit of humanity, free knowledge, open source books, etc., brightlearn.ai or brightanswers.ai if you want to use our deep research answer engine with all of our supporting index documents. You know, that takes hardware to run. It's not free, and that hardware is less and less affordable now. So this is impeding the ability of people like myself to be able to scale up our projects or roll out other projects that would benefit humanity. Meanwhile, there's all this waste and fraud in the stock market because of the AI bubble, or what I call the AI investment bubble, because AI technology is not in a bubble. AI infrastructure investment is in a bubble, but the technology is still growing strong, and it's just getting started, really. So you can follow my work at brightvideos.com, or you can read my articles at naturalnews.com. And thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams. Take care.
Stock up on the long-term storable Ranger Bucket Set. 536 servings of clean organic superfoods for your survival pantry. Certified organic and lab-tested for purity. Order now at healthrangerstore.com.